Year, what is going on, New York? Welcome back to another episode of
It's anonymous, and I'm proud to say we are on episode 90.
9-0. And what a great way to celebrate 90 with this week of basketball. Oh my God, dude, we have happy endings, heart attacks, anxiety. You got it all. You got it all this week. I'm not gonna lie. If you're in tuned and you know, or if you don't know what's happening, actually, I don't know where you've been, honestly. I'm not gonna lie to you. Yo, Stevie, how could what would you in one word, how could you describe this week?
Damn. One word? Just one?
I would have to say,
Amazing.
yeah, I was gonna say electric. Profound. Yo, what's going on, X Anonymous family? Welcome back. We love you guys. Listen, TikTok is booming. Everything is booming. Stevie, tell the con people where they can find us.
Absolutely, absolutely. Follow us on Instagram at Knicks Anonymous. Follow us on Twitter at Knicks Anonymous, spelled with a Z. That's KNICKZ Anonymous. If you can't spell anonymous, that's a you problem.
It's right here. The logo's literally right here
Yeah.
on the template. It's literally right there.
Yeah. Check out our website, knicksanonymous.com. Check out our TikTok at Knicks Anonymous as well. You could find us on platforms such as Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Spotify, and Breaker.
That is correct. And everything Stevie just listed will be down in the description below. If you are on the YouTube, for those of you listening without seeing the video, there's a video. So go check out the video on YouTube. You get to see our wonderful faces. Me and Stevie got the fresh cuts today. This was completely not planned. I didn't even know you had a fresh cut. You're looking good, Stevie. You already
Yeah,
know.
I had to, bro. I was looking kind of sloppy, man. I can't even lie to you.
Little wolfish. I'm not gonna lie. It'd be miracles the way haircuts be working, man. Like you a completely different person when you get like a fresh cut. Like you'd be like, oh damn. You'd be like, wait a minute.
That's
Leave
serious, huh?
it. Yeah, it's critical. It's critical damage, bro. For real, for real. Like you look, the way you walk in is not how you'll feel walking out. Trust me. You'd be like, damn, I look good.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
OD.
Brand new haircut to
So.
do that.
I would highly recommend if you have not got a haircut yet and you're overdue, I highly advise you get your ass up and go get that haircut.
That's why I was wearing a hat last week. I didn't have a haircut.
Yo, I apologize for the mess and usually the camera is on the other side, but there's too much of a mess going on. Right now I'm selling house for those of you who like Funko Pops. I'm selling a shit ton of them. So
Oh, shit. I mean, go
yeah.
snap.
Yeah, oh damn, I curse word. Quarter. Listen, we're gonna get right into this because me and Stevie kind of tired. And yes, if you are wondering, it is you're listening to this on Tuesday. We apologize. Yesterday was just bad timing. You know, life happens. Things can't be done on time. What are you gonna do about it? I gave you the notice.
It was an unusually busy Sunday for me. That was weird, but
Listen, it'd be like that, bro. Listen, no worries. We here whenever, man. We here Monday, Tuesday. We here whenever. So okay, I do want to say something before we actually get into it. I did make a post, and I did say we were gonna go live today, so I could answer you guys' questions. But because we're kind of in a rush and kind of just going, we're gonna save that for next episode so we can take our time with it. And I'm gonna make other posts to kind of further describe what's gonna happen just so everybody's on the same page and ready to go for next week's show. But the live is definitely happening. And game day lives are happening. Y'all loved when I went live with the Miami game. So we're going live more often. Stevie will be in the building for sure, as always. You could go on his account. But yeah, catch us. So let's get into it, man. Yo, listen, 4-0, Stevie. 4-0. This is actually kind of what we predicted. A little bit. A little something.
Yeah,
But
we're
before
one game off. I think I predicted one of the Celtics games will be a loss, if I'm not mistaken.
we predicted one of the Celtics game, yes. And I we had a disagreement with the Pelicans game. I think you said it was gonna be an L, and I said it was gonna be a W. And it turned out to be a W, and we faked them. Oh my god!
That was bad too, from the beginning to the end as well.
Oh my god, we murdered them. But okay. Look at happy news. More happy news. Look at it. It has been nothing but sunshine and rainbows. I can't even speak. I'm too excited. All right, and that's a lot to say for a Knick community. For it to be sunshine and rainbows, because it's always gloom and doom no matter what. But shout out to Julius Randle. He got announced today as the NBA Eastern Conference Player of the Week. You already know. Do you want to hear his numbers, Stevie?
Good.
My boy is averaging 29.5 points, 8.3 rebounds, and 4.8 assists on a 4-0 record.
That was for the week?
Pretty good. Randle has been unconscious, bro. Listen, I don't know what meditation lessons that he's been taking. I need it. I don't know. And you know what it is, bro? I'm going to be completely honest with you. I think he believes in himself. I think it's as simple as that. I think what we're seeing is the man who fully believes in his ability to do what he can do. And he's doing it to the best of that ability. Because he's started to get more mindful. Because he said that his mind was like all over the place. And, you know, he really couldn't focus. So he got his mind right. And now that he got his mind right, he's playing like All-Star Randle again. So let's take this as a life lesson, everybody. Get your mind right. Once everything is calm, cool, and collected, clear, you know, because Randle has, think about it, we have shunned him, we've casted him out, we've done everything in the book to try to get him out of here. So imagine,
I didn't do that. I had my criticisms, but I didn't cast him out or shun him. I did say we should trade him for the, here's what I said. I'm telling you exactly what I said. I did say we should trade him, but not the way y'all said we should trade him. Y'all was on some like, get him out of here because he sucks. That's not the crap I was
for
on.
Nothing, for anything.
Yeah. Y'all was on some trade him for a bag of chips. Don't ever forget that too. I was on some trade him for his own mental health because it'd be better for him and he'd succeed somewhere else.
Because we're so toxic.
Yeah, exactly. So it turns out, you know, we're half right. He's succeeding. Just here, which is great,
dude. I gotta give it up to Randle, bro. He took the
put up with a lot.
He took the most crucial media on the planet to the chin, bro, and came back with the middle finger of all middle fingers. Dead ass, bro. This is what you talk about. Let your game talk. His game is talking big time.
That's a fact. That is definitely a fact.
I couldn't be happier, dude, because he's doing it with us. The people that hated him. He's genuinely, and I'm saying us because we are.
No. We're being general. I know. We're being general.
Yes,
we're
being general. I don't wanna, you know, separate. We are all one big family. Our bullshit is your bullshit, and your bullshit is our bullshit, unfortunately. It's just how it is.
Mad quarters right there.
OD. OD. It just had to be said though. But listen, Julius Randle, I am genuinely happy for you, bro. Listen, keep doing what you're doing. Keep playing your game. I got no problems with Randle anymore. No, none. And nobody should either. You know what I mean? Like,
I've won.
What is it?
I have won. And we'll talk about it when we talk about the games.
Okay. So, real quick, this goes into the social media thing real quick with the Julius Randle and the whole Twitter thing. If Twitter would have had its way, do you know where the Knicks would be right now?
We would have traded Randle for a bag of chips, which is probably like some draft. Matter of fact, all right, if I had to take a guess, all right, hypothetically speaking, let's say we in the multiverse and we did everything everybody wanted. We fired Tibbs, we trade Randle. Where do we trade Randle?
It don't matter. Dude, it doesn't matter, bro. Do you know the outcome, the result? Do you know the result?
Oh, it'd be pretty crappy, most likely. You know what? No. I'm lying. We wouldn't be crappy. he'd be like playing well. But I think Obi Toppin would be playing well if he was starting. You just wouldn't have a winning record.
I'm not buying
it. I'll say that. You think we'd be lottery bound?
Yeah, I'm not buying it, dude. I think we would be.
Oh, like, no, we would be. Bro, either way, we're lottery bound.
We'll be fighting for a 10th, 11th spot. Maybe not 11 because.
Yeah, I would say that. We'd be fighting for the play in.
Yeah, we'll be but low play in, like 10th, bro. Like, and you know how people would justify it? They would justify it in the name of a rebuild. How are you going to rebuild the rebuild?
Rebuild the rebuild. This is the remix to the remix of the remix.
You get what I mean, bro? Oh my God. Listen. Twitter, we love you and hate you at the same time. You need to understand that if we would have listened to you guys,
you'd be more mad than you are now.
Listen, let's stay happy, bro. Let's stay happy, calm, cool, collective, and positive. How about this for good news, my friend? The Knicks are currently 5th in offensive ratings.
Get out of town. Really?
Well, up until this point, like, for this half. Like, overall, we're, like, 22, I think. But that's just because of the bad start. So, like, you know, it's not really... We can't really jump like that. But as if the second half of the season, we are 5th overall in offensive rating.
Wow. Pretty impressive.
And not only that... Speaking on Tibbs, because we did say we fired Tibbs. Tom Thibodeau is on his way to being the first Knick coach since Jeff Van Gundy. And to give y'all some context on that, 1997, 1998, 2000, 2001. He's going to be the first Knick coach since Jeff Van Gundy to have 2 full seasons with a winning record during his tenure.
That's sad for a franchise, but it's great to hear for now.
And that's the coach I wanted to fire. The man that's almost going to break this record. We haven't had a winning coach since 2001. That's basically what that just said. Even though
They're saying that we haven't, because we had, remember.
We had Mike Woodson. I know,
Woody
I know.
Woody won the division.
But look what we did.
Just fired him. Year up short.
And then we fired him.
Yeah, we fired him year 3 for some reason. But yeah, dude. As I said, why would you want to fire a guy who's winning? Even when we were struggling, I said that. Because we still had a winning record.
And the players didn't check out. Steve, you've been preaching that from the beginning. Thank God you have.
Yeah, bro. As long as the players... A coach is safe, even with a losing record. Let me tell y'all something. A coach is safe as long as the players believe. Even if the management doesn't believe, bro, you still have to keep the players on board. If the players are still on board, your coach is safe. Once the players don't believe, then that helps the management make their decision since they don't believe. Understand? And in this instance, the management and the players believe. So for y'all who wanted the coach fired, you know, I'm not sorry, but you were wrong. Tibbs is here to stay.
And that's how you build a culture. That's how you build a bond. That's how you build relationship and chemistry. You gotta go to this. This goes to prove how soft everybody is, really. Because you gotta understand, to go through a rebuild, to go through something like this, you have to go through the mud. You have to eat dirt in order to grow. You're gonna have to get embarrassed, which we've had. 17, and do I need I say more?
Yeah, don't go back.
I say more, bro?
Stop you right there, buddy.
No, as you should.
Nah, because, no, I'm just messing around. Go ahead.
No, as you should. Bro. But this is what... Listen, we have been begging for a rebuild while we were rebuilding. It was in front of our eyes the entire time. What's happening right now is not a rebuild. What's happening is the pinnacle of what we've been building.
I wouldn't say the pinnacle. This is a result of the building culture. You know what I mean? Because we have the young, we have a good mix of young players and veterans. Because whether you like it or not, you know, Randall and Brunson are veteran players. You know what I mean? They're all stars. Well, one should be an all-star, but that's a whole different conversation. You know, then we got our young guys. I still think Mitch is a young guy, despite the fact he is a vet, because he's only, what, 25, 26 years old? That's a young guy to me, bro. Like,
I think he's younger than that, to be honest.
Oh, wow. See, look at that. We have a good mix of youth and vets. That's my point. So, and that's how a culture is built. You know what I mean? At one point, everybody was talking about getting rid of all the vets and getting more youth. And my thing was like, nah, like, you got to have a mixture of both. You can't just have youth. Because then if you have youth, you get the Houston Rockets. And look what they're doing. You know what I mean?
I was just going to say that. That's like a perfect example.
You know what I mean? Not that they don't have anything good over there. You know, they have a lot, but they have a lot of work to do. You know what I mean? And
they actually cost, they cost me my ticket last week in pieces of filth.
Filth. But point being, we're in a good place. I guess that's my point. We're in a great place. 9 wins in a row. We might get the 10th win Tuesday against the Hornets, but we'll get into that later.
It's good, man. Good place.
I'm overwhelmed,
place.
Bro. I'm actually overwhelmed with positivity. And that's a good thing.
And it's gotten to the point, like, okay, so... Okay, so I'll just get into it. So we don't have to necessarily get into it, but I'll just get into it. So...
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Get into it or not?
So, remember I texted you at the Boston game. I said, I'm getting that Nick feeling.
Yeah, I remember that. You mean the one I got when Frank Ntilikina came in the game and Trae Young hit the basket?
Dude, I think we all saw that coming, bro. I'm not going to lie. I think we all got that feeling. But I'm not going to lie. You are right, because you dead said it. You sat back down and was like, yo, dude, I got that feeling. I was like, nah, please don't. And he did. So I got that same feeling. So for those of you that don't know what that classic Nick feeling is.
They do. If you're a real Nick fan, they know.
Basically, for those of you that are just new... Basically, it's that intuition, that sixth sense that Knicks fans have right before the Knicks about to do some dumb sugar honey iced tea, something stupid, something really dumb. They're gonna do it in that very instant. So we were down one, we were like up one. I don't know. We were just going back and forth, like, and I told Stevie I had that Knicks feeling, and we pulled it out. We won, and it made me think, right? These Knicks that we're seeing right now, is this the new norm? Or are we going to wake up one day and the Knicks are going to be right back to where we thought the Knicks should be? Because right now, we're definitely ahead of schedule, right? So, where do you think? So, do you think, like, this is the norm? Or do you think reality's going to hit us in the face one day?
I hate to tell you. Well, actually, let me not say I hate to tell you this. I'd love to tell you this, bro. This isn't a dream. This is real. It's really happening. Get used to seeing this. This is just the beginning. It's only going to get better. And the only reason it's going to get better is because, all right, let's be real. As a matter of fact, no. We're going to talk about that later. I can't say that. Then I'd be giving it away. How could I say it without giving it away? Okay. All right. Here we go.
Take your time. Breathe.
Yeah. Whew. Okay.
All that excitement, all the energy, all the litness.
No, because I'm trying to say it without, because we're gonna talk about it later anyway.
Yes.
But okay, where we are now, it's not where we want to be, and I don't mean that in, like, where we are is bad. Like, where we are is great, but this isn't the pinnacle, like you said. This is just the first step, the beginning. Because remember, everybody predicted we weren't supposed to be here. You know what I mean? We weren't supposed to be here. We supposed to be fighting for the play-in. You know what I mean? We went on our little run, and we climbed the standings. We're fourth right now. Am I correct?
We are indeed fifth.
We're fifth. Okay, my fault. Either way, that's great.
We're one game behind fourth.
Okay.
Or a game and a half. We're a game and a half.
Okay, we weren't supposed to be here, so this isn't the pinnacle. This is the first step to this is still the rebuild, believe it or not, in my opinion, because we're not finished. As good as we're playing, bro, this is not a finished product, is what I'm trying to say. And that's how I can say it without giving away what we're going to talk about later.
I might have to disagree with you, bro. I'm not saying we're, like championship bound, like, Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, we're not there yet.
I'll put it to you like this. They have the full potential, as they do right now, to sneak their way into a championship. They don't have anything that solidifies them in the championship. You know what I mean? Like, you know how the Bucks, you know, like, most likely they're going to the championship. The Knicks don't have that. But the Knicks very well have the skills and potential to actually sneak their way into an Eastern Conference Finals. Maybe a championship.
Ah, damn.
Because, dude.
I'm going to hold my thoughts till later. Because you're saying all the stuff that I you know what it is? Right now, you said stuff that I want to say later that kind of counters what you just said. Well, not counters. I mean, I say counter. All
right, let's just let it fly, bro. Listen, this is podcasting. I have the outline. We'll just redirect everything. Because right now, we're in the flow of things. So just let it fly. We're adaptable. We can do this.
Okay.
So go.
Yeah, I could agree. I don't think we're capable of making a finals run, not even as a sneak in. I think we can sneak to the Eastern Conference Championship, though. That's possible. We can make that Hawks-like run. I can see that happening. Finals, not so much. You know what I mean? The reason I can see us possibly doing the Hawks-like run would be depending on seeding. Because if we get the fourth or fifth seed and we end up playing the Cavs,
It's
not a guaranteed win, because in all honesty, that's a pretty even matchup if you really look at the matchups. The only difference is they have Donovan Mitchell and we don't, but that doesn't matter because we beat them before with him, so we've shown we can beat them. But at the same time, as I said, we match up pretty well, and it's pretty even matchups down the line, especially in bench, you know, point guard wise, front line. What they have over us is length, which, guess what? One of our issues while we were inconsistent. Could that haunt us down the line? Maybe. But I also feel that we could beat the Cavs.
It actually haunted us in the most recent Celtics game. We had to play small ball, and we got annihilated. Al Horford was eating us alive. Theo Horford, that's what I called him for the night. Theo Horford. Yo, bro, you got a 40-year-old man dropping three bombs like it's nothing, bro. Like,
Horford's not a bad player, though. You know, despite his age, I always liked Al Horford.
6-for-10 from three, Stevie.
As I said, not a bad player.
That's not
shocking to me, bro. Horford's capable. Just because he's old don't mean he's not capable.
That shit was painful to watch, bro.
It was. It was scary, bro. Like, I didn't have the Nick feeling you had. But I could understand why you had it, because I was like, oh boy. I didn't have the feeling, but I did say that. I was like, oh boy.
Because in situations like that, we would tend to lose. We would be the ones to lose. But we're actually the aggressors. We're the ones taking it to them to win. And everybody is stepping up. So, okay, so let's just get into the games, bro. So we went 4-0 this week. We played the Celtics twice. We played the Nets. And we played the Miami Heat.
That was a fun game.
The first two games, the Celtics and the Brooklyn, they were, I'm not going to say, like, not too crazy. Because, like, so for the Boston game, Jaylen Brown was out. We made it a key point to kind of double Tatum. And I feel like as the game progressed, you could kind of see his frustration, because he did get two technicals and did get thrown out the game. So the fact that our defense is actually making star players rage quit, in essence, is amazing. Yeah, like, he pretty much is rage quit. Like,
final score, Knicks 109, Celtics 94.
Dude, the first quarter, right off the bat, we annihilated them, bro. Like coming out swinging, like, and that's something to emphasize, too. The Knicks have been dominant first halves. They come out swinging.
Only the first quarter, especially Julius Randle. Like, he seemed to own the first quarter.
I don't know. They love the hot start, which I think could be good, because think about it. Our old problem used to be coming back Like, we would always be down 15, come back and lose by two. We are now getting ahead of the game before we dig ourselves. Like, we give ourselves that leeway to, like, if we fall in that dreaded third quarter, we still have ourselves
back up.
Yeah, we still have that. So I think they emphasize, you know, coming on swinging and, you know, playing hard right off the gate. Honestly, nothing really too crazy to really emphasize in this game. I mean,
offensively quickly killed off the bench. Randall did good as well. They both had 23. It was mostly perimeter defense, basically. To be honest with you.
And keeping Tatum on standby. Because, you know, Jaylen Brown, that duo is, you know, not to say the Boston Celtics are, you know, whack, but obviously without your stars, you're going to have issues. You know what I mean? So Jaylen Brown out, you know, easy game plan. And shout out to Tibbs for actually game planning, you know, and actually doubling, you know, because there would be times used to, you know, a lot where, you know, there would be somebody cooking and there's no double. There's nothing. You know, we stick to the same defense. But
he held him to 33% field goal percentage, by the way, 6 of 18.
Dude, he rage quit. We literally got Jason Tatum to rage quit. And that's pretty much the story of that game, to be honest. We just kept the foot on the gas, and they made some runs, but the good thing is we were able to, like, cut it off before it got out of hand. You know what I mean? The Knicks are starting to get good at that. We're starting to keep leads. Because we used to blow leads. Now we're keeping them. And not only keeping them, but extending them. You know, running away with games, pretty much.
Like the Brooklyn game.
Just like the Brooklyn game.
Which we're about to shift into right now. That's why I did that.
That's a great transition. You got there, Stevie. That's why I did that. It was no lie. Yo, listen. The Brooklyn Nets.
That was just... Whoa.
That was great.
Final score. 142-118.
That's great, man. This is... Like I said... They're a team that are putting the pieces together. We are a team that more or less have the pieces in the right places. You know, like you said, it's not a complete puzzle, but I would say we're like one puzzle piece away from being contenders, like real, real contenders.
We might have to get him from Brooklyn.
You talking about Mikal Bridges?
Yeah, bro. I mean, I'm sure he was like, bro, being on the other side of this, you know, butt whooping. Bro, we scored 81 points on them in the first half.
The Jalen Brunson show.
That was crazy, bro.
He dropped 39. Operating.
Bro, what did Bridges have? Hold on, let me check. Actually, he had a pretty good game. 21-3-3. Cam Johnson killed us.
Oh, was it Johnson? Johnson killed the Afro?
Cameron Johnson killed us, yep. You were right the first time.
Yeah, like 31 points or something like that.
33.
He was bugging out. Listen, again, they're a team struggling, and we're a team that's not struggling. We are stepping on the ants. Note what's happening, New York. We are annihilating the teams we're supposed to annihilate. Even Clyde Frazier said it at one point. He was like, yo, listen, the Knicks have goals and aspirations, and this is what they're going to have to do to achieve them. You're going to have to send messages. And the message here is, if you're hurt or if your team isn't like mine, we're going to run through you. We're going to throw you right out the gym. Don't even come. Don't even come to play. Don't even do it. Don't even do it to yourself.
And we sent that message using Brooklyn.
Yeah, twice.
In this particular instance, like, yeah, we just slapped them in the face, bro. Especially for the way they slapped us when we went to go see them live.
This is redemption.
For me personally, this was a revenge game. A revenge game. I said revenge.
For those of you that don't know what we're talking about, pretty much what happened was me, Stevie, my dad, my uncle. We all went to the
Brooklyn. Who's a Nets fan, by the way?
Who's a Nets fan? He forced us to sit through that. We had to watch the Knicks get killed by 30 plus. It was horrible. It was bad. So honestly, okay, look it. There was one key play in this game that stood out to me. And I love stuff like this. So there was a play that Mitchell Robinson had in the third quarter. It was with 7:38 remaining, if you want to go look at the highlight. Randall had tossed him up a lob. Like, so Randall broke down the defense, came down the paint, and he lobbed it up to Mitchell Robinson. Mitchell Robinson went to go grab the lob, but he kind of fumbled it. But in the process of him fumbling it, it hit the rim. But at the same time, the shot clock was going down. So the shot clock buzzed, but the ball hit the rim. So all the Knicks kind of just left thinking, you know, the play was dead. Mitchell Robinson was left with four Brooklyn defenders fighting for the ball still, ripping it and going up and dunking on them. And then flexing afterwards. That shit got me hyped. Throw a quarter in there. I was yelling at my TV screen. I was like, yeah! Yo, I love it when the Knicks do the grittiest things. I love it when Randall's throwing elbows, when he's getting physical. I love that. That is what we are. Gritty.
Brings me back to the 90s Knicks.
What did I say? It gets grimy quickly. Wordplay. Look me up. I'm like that. It gets grimy quickly. T-shirt, trademark, stay in rage. We taking it. Don't take it.
I think you should hold on to that word.
Trademark. Take it out, you lose. Take it out, you lose, New York.
Yeah, I mean, there's really not much to say about the Brooklyn game, bro. The 81 points in the first half. We shot 60% from the field for the game. I believe it was 38% from three, if I'm not mistaken. Actually, 38. Understatement. 57% from three. Excuse me.
No, we dominance.
We destroyed them.
Pure dominance.
We killed them on the boards. Points in the paint, second chance points. They actually killed us in fast break points, but that's okay. Who cares? We won the game.
Let's get into the fun stuff. Let's get real. So the first two games of this week were, they were a breeze. I'm not going to lie to you. They were a breeze. But what followed New York is a different story. What followed is, I could tell the Boston Celtics were mad this game. I can tell that they're very frustrated that they cannot beat us. And I don't know what it is about New York teams, bro, but we own Boston. The New York Giants and the Patriots. The Yankees and the Red Sox. The Knicks and the Celtics. I don't know what it is about New York and Boston.
At least this time around we do.
Yeah. But for the most part, you know, because I was a Yankee fan. And I remember whooping the Boston's ass multiple times. You know. I don't know about football. I'm not a Giants fan, so that's all you, Steve. Yeah, all I know is they had the most miraculous catch on the Patriots. That's all I know, and that's all that needs to be known. It happened against the Patriots.
Yep, so I'll take it.
So for some reason, Boston, you just can't help yourselves but to lose to any New York team. So I'm sorry, not sorry. Stay enraged. So they came back with a vengeance. Jaylen Brown comes back. You know, so now, and mind you, we did say the player to watch was RJ Barrett and Jaylen Brown. Now,
RJ Barrett showed up.
Not only did he show up, you know what? He did show up. But what I was going to say, my reference, I'm going to save it for Quickly, because what Quickly did was beyond me. I never seen.
Oh, yeah, bro. This game was a gem for Quickly. It's not even about the offense for me.
Wait.
It wasn't even about the offense. This game, it was a defensive gem, in my opinion.
I want to stay on RJ real quick because RJ's been struggling. I want to emphasize something. So when you get the call, you're supposed to be ready. You know what I mean? Jalen Brunson goes down with an injury, right? Which was the Miami game, which we kind of skipped going into this game because
that's fine. We'll do that last. We're on the Celtics because this was yesterday. We're still in the moment, so we might as well get it out of our system.
Yeah. So what happened was Brunson had tweaked his ankle in the Miami game, gets hurt, becomes a game time decision, and I even made a video to recommend to even sit him out because I don't think it's really worth. Not that it's not worth it, but we're gonna need him.
You did say that. You did. You did.
Yeah. It's on Knicks Anonymous, which you should follow, by the way. So we emphasized the RJ Barrett and Jaylen Brown for like what Stevie said for defense purposes. I really didn't expect RJ to do what he did offensively, but because Jaylen Brunson was hurt, he made it an he made it a purpose to make up. And RJ is the main catalyst in this game. Despite what Quickly did, despite what Randle did, RJ is the main catalyst, because I'm going to tell you why. If he does not show up that night, we lose in regulation. It doesn't go to overtime. Doesn't go to double overtime. Because
he started fast, actually. He started fast this game. Usually he finishes fast. He started fast this game.
And his defense is what we focus on the most. Because remember, the first time we played them, no Jaylen Brown. So easy. Double Tatum. Now, Jaylen Brown's back in the rotation. You can't double. No double. So now it's an emphasis on one-on-one play. Now, granted, they got their buckets. You know what I mean? Everybody was getting buckets yesterday, if we're going to be honest. But the fact that RJ was also getting buckets is huge. Because if he doesn't get those buckets, Quickly has an empty 38, and RJ has Julius Randle has an empty, 31?
Yep.
Empty. We lose. We lose that game if RJ does not appear.
He was even with Jaylen Brown, 29-29 in points.
RJ, shout out to you, man. You were the main catalyst in this game, bro. Because if you did not show up, we would have lost 110%. Now, on to the GOAT himself. Hit me, Neutron. Hit me, Quickly.
Bro. I as I said, he was brilliant offensively. I won't take that away from him. He was great, bro. But that defense, bro. Without the defense, we lose this game. I kid you not, bro. And it's not even the fact. It's not even the stats, bro. 4 steals and 2 blocks. That was impressive. Don't get it twisted. But he was all over the place. Like, this was his statement game. Like, if there was people who watch basketball that didn't know who Quickly was, they do now.
Listen, bro. Stepping up to the plate is an understatement. He stepped up to the plate and hit a grand slam to win the game. What Quickly did last night literally was his career best. Let's put that out there. He had a career high at 38 points. So this is the best we've ever seen Quickly play. And he did it in the most important way possible. He did it with your leader out the game. He did it when you needed him to. He took it personally. And literally, he set the tempo. He was the first three of the game. Right off the tip, he hit a three. Legit. You can watch it.
They gave him the space, so he said, okay.
Quickly, just I want to remind everybody what they gave Quickly draft night. His draft rating was a D+.
Actually. It was a D+ or a D-.
It was a D+.
Either way, it was a D. That's the point. It was a D+.
Everybody was like, oh, why we got this kid? Why we got this? Twitter being Twitter, whatever.
This is why we got him.
This is why we hot. This is why we hot.
Bro, it's not that long. It's not that long ago that people wanted to trade him for draft picks. Don't forget that.
Bro.
It's not that long ago that people wanted to trade him for draft picks.
You can find diamonds in the rough. And it's funny because the same people that wanted to get rid of Quickly are the same people that want to trade and be like, oh, let's find a diamond in the rough. Here it is. The one you wanted to give away.
And we found him pretty, dare I say, quickly.
That's funny. That's a good one. Let me look at it. That's a knee slapper. Dude. Okay, so to get more into this game, Mitchell Robinson had foul trouble, which forced us to play small ball for like a good amount of the second half. And it was horrendous, dude. I mean, we paid the price for it immensely. We got, poopied on. Al Horford was having the time of his life on the boards. And honestly, everybody was. I mean, even White. I don't like White. White looks like he's a guy that just came out of the Pro-Am. And it's good for no reason. I don't like White. I don't know why.
Bro, this game was back and forth as hell. Because, like, we had a double-digit lead, and we blew it. And then they took a double-digit lead, and then they blew it. And then we tied the game. And then they took the lead. And then they
tied the game.
This game was legit. Like, this felt like a playoff game.
really not did. For nothing, though. I want to note, though, it was looking bad in the third quarter. It was looking real bad. It looked like we was going to get run out the building. We were down 14 in the third quarter. So it was looking bad. And then at the end of the third quarter, we closed the gap to damn near three. And it, with the help of IQ, honestly. And honestly, if you want to be honest, I say honestly a lot because I just like to be honest. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like five times in the sense.
I say honestly a lot, but that's because I just want you to know. I want you to know how honest I am.
Just again. I'm going to start counting how many times you say it now.
But this game could have ended way sooner. And I'm going to tell you why. We, in the end of the game, we fell into our old ways. We were force feeding Randle to win the game. As hot as IQ was, he should have been the one to take control to finish the game. Because they were, at this point, because Julius Randle had 31 points. But the way he got the 31 points was not easy. That game was not easy for him at all. At all, bro. Everything he had to work for. They made him work for everything. Like, you can tell the game plan was to stop him at all costs. And granted, he still scored 31, which is great. And... Whatever, Steve. Whatever. You got something on your mind?
Yeah, bro. I'm sorry. I had to cut you off, man. But I'm so glad you brought that up. Because that's... Remember when I said it's something I don't like about Randle? The Celtics exposed it. Because, bro, as good as he played, I just want to see... Let me go to the box score real quick before I say what I'm about to say. I want to see if I'm right.
He shot pretty good. He didn't shoot that well from three.
Not even that. He had seven turnovers. Know why he had seven turnovers? He still spins into the double teams. He
Fish still spinner does it. Is back.
No, it's not that he's back. It's just that the Celtics are a good defensive team. So if anybody's going to exploit that Randle still has that as a habit, it's going to be a good defensive team like the Celtics. Sometimes even the Philly or any team we potentially going to meet in postseason. So Randle still has to get it together mentally. Has he improved? By a lot. Absolutely. But he still has his issues. That's what I wanted to throw out there.
Honestly, though,
this game kind of exposed that to an extent. Even though we won, I love that we won, but that's the one negative in this game. And Randle has to, we got to really look at that. You know, as I said, Randle was great. He had clutch baskets, made some good plays, but that seven turnovers was a little concerning to me.
I don't think it's all his fault, though, because obviously no Jalen Brunson. So I think he had to go back to the fidget spinner because there was nothing else besides quickly. You know what I mean? So, this goes to show how important Jalen Brunson is to Randle. He keeps him in check. He keeps the fidget spinner to no fidget spinner.
That's true.
I
agree with that. But I agree with what you said, though. I think quickly should have been the one to close the game. I said that, too, because like, as me and Pops were watching the game. And as soon as it went to overtime, I was like, yo, why didn't quickly take the shot? It
should just go one, you know what I mean? Just go one-on-one, you know what I mean? And they kept forcing Randle, and they just kept doubling him. Double every time he fit the spin move, double. He got blocked a couple of times on the weak side. When have you ever seen Randle get blocked?
That's what I'm saying. Very rarely this year.
So they were clearly ready for him, you know. And Tip, you know, slapping the wrist for Tibbs. He should have recognized that and been like, "Yo, quickly, it is your time. Finish this," you know. But you know, two overtimes later, we win. You know,
yeah, that's what's important. That's what's important.
By the skin of our teeth, Al Horford, as good as he did, he missed the game winner.
Yeah, bro. It was our time, and that's all that matters.
So, we went into the future a little bit. So let's backtrack, go into the past, the Miami game. Now,
that was a game.
Now that is when Julius Randle gets our applause because he did some
Kobe, Jordan, something. He did something great. We'll say that, bro. Because all I'm gonna say is, it's like you said, he lost the ball, fumbled it, and then nonchalantly shot a fadeaway, and it was just straight water. So that's, bro, if that doesn't say somebody's arrived, I don't know what does, but that was a great shot. That That was a great game. It was back and forth too. I had more of the bad feeling in this game than I had the bad feeling in this game that you had in the Celtics, believe it or not. And the reason being is because at one point in the third and fourth quarter, it was mostly like towards the end of the third and going into the middle of the fourth, the Heat were controlling the tempo and it was their style of a game. So I was real concerned and I had that bad feeling at like towards the middle of the fourth, especially when Jalen Brunson left. But then when he came back, I was like, oh, okay, we got a chance. And then, you know, what happened, happened.
Listen, this game, again, exposes RJ's ability to guard faster guards. Because, again, Tyler Hero loves playing against RJ, dude. He loves almost, RJ.
He almost single-handedly beat us, actually, bro. The way Bam Adebayo almost beat us last game, Tyler Hero almost beat us this game.
That's RJ, bro. Listen, he has... It's because of his build. You know what I mean? He's not able to keep up with guards like Tyler Hero and Cam Thomas. Look what Cam Thomas, right? That was his name? The kid with the afro? Yeah. I get because they have two Cam.
Yeah, I get them mixed up too. So I think I'm not sure because I get them mixed up as well. But I know who you're talking about. It's one of the Cams on the Nets.
I think it's Johnson. He has the afro. And, you know, that's Barrett's man. He had 31. You know, granted, we blew him up by 20, but they were making a run because of him. You know, so Barrett's going to, you know, as good as Barrett has been doing the second half, he's definitely been improving, especially on his offensive game. His defensive game is still not improved yet. You know, he's getting his offensive game first before he gets his defensive game. I would have much rather him get his defensive better than his offense. But he proved me wrong in the Celtics game. We needed offense more than ever, and he gave it to us, so...
Well, he has been playing better ever since the second half of the season started defensively. You know, he's still not great, but he's better. Like, what we were complaining about before, we're not complaining about as much. So, he is getting better as the season goes along. So, RJ, second half RJ is still happening. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think we've reached peak second half RJ yet.
I don't think so either. I think, because it's going to get harder. You know, as the harder the team gets, the harder you're gonna have to play and bring that inner demon out of you out. You know what I mean? That killer instinct. You know, so I feel like that's what happened to RJ against the Celtics. He felt the need to just go ham, and he went ham. You know, so if it's a switch thing, I would just rather him keep it on. You know what I mean? Like, I wish he kept it on, because if he played like that for consistently, dude. I mean. Eastern Guys Conference Finals, my man.
Guys, a little bit. I feel you.
Eastern Conference Finals, my man. Let me tell you, dude. But the Heat game was good, bro. You know, we got...
Typical Knicks Heat game.
This week, we got a good taste of playoff basketball. And we won both times in clutch situations. Something that we... Literally, everything we've been having problems with was literally fixed within this week. I mean, not within this week, but, you know... It we have literally seen it fixed. And like I asked you in the beginning of the show, is this the new norm? I do agree that this is the new norm. Because I'll get that Knicks feeling because I thought we were just going to revert back to our old ways. We haven't. 9 games strong and we have not. And if you watch all 9 games, they all look similar. We come out strong in the first half. We're dominant. It never seems like we're out of you know, out of the game, even if we may look out of the game. And we proved we could win without our star point guard. Not consistently, maybe, but dude, we are no bums.
Yeah, Quickly looked pretty good to me. I'm just saying. I assume he looks good to everybody.
And it's crazy because I made that video, bro. I was like, it's going to be exciting to see what Quickly can do as a starter. I understated that crazy. Because he had 38 points, career high. Oh my
God. Do you think he possibly solidified himself as sixth man of the year with that performance?
I'm so glad you asked that, Stevie. And to answer that question is yes, 100%. If Quickly doesn't get sixth man of the year, I don't know. But listen, Quickly did have a bad start. Where did these scissors come from? Quickly had a bad start to the season, so that could possibly affect the ratings and the voting and all that. Hopefully it doesn't go that way, but if it does, then he may not win sixth man of the year. But the way he's playing right now, I don't know when they announced the sixth man. Do they announce it after the playoffs?
I believe they used to announce it as the playoffs go on at one point, but now they do that NBA award show thing. So I assume they're going to do it there.
Okay, so if we get to the second round and it's because of Quickly, yes. Sixth man of the year.
I have to look to see who the contenders are. I assume Jordan Clarkson's one of them because he's always up there. So I'm going to look to see, but I don't see why he shouldn't be one of the contenders.
If not winning, then he's definitely getting votes. He's got to get votes.
I know this game got him some votes for a fact, even though he started. But yeah, that's my sixth man, bro. He stepped in. That's what a sixth man does.
It was the funniest thing ever. Yo, manifestation is crazy, man. His favorite player
is Lemon Pepper Lou.
Sixth man of the year, Lou. He is literally the reincarnation. Probably better. I would probably say better than Lou than he was.
He will be better than Lou.
You know what I mean?
He will be.
Manifestation is a powerful thing. You got Randall meditating, clearing his mind. You know, doing the USA, and it's working. I'm sorry, I'm not making fun of nobody. Listen, don't want to take that personally. I'm sorry, okay?
Meditation is great.
Meditation is great. I do it every morning. I highly recommend everybody do it 10 minutes a day. Easy. Dude, everybody's getting their mind right. Tibbs, right now we're fifth, like I said, fifth in offensive rating. We said Tibbs can't do offense. He's doing offense. You know what I mean? We said Randall couldn't be Randall. He's being Randall. We said RJ wasn't going to come back and be stronger. RJ is coming back in the second half viciously. Everything we thought was wrong. And again, I say we generally, not us specifically. Because we did predict most of the stuff that's happening right now. Because we've always been on the positive side of things.
Well, yeah, but we predict the 44 wins. We're almost there.
And like I said, the records don't lie. I have it in my book. We are literally... We're good to go, except for one Boston game. So, I'd say we're pretty credible.
I say so myself as well.
So, with that being said, Stevie, we still have more on this list. We have literally the entire, what's left, actually. So, let's go through next week's WWL column here. So, first up, right, we have, what do we have first?
Hornets.
We have the Charlotte Hornets.
I would have had that as an L if LaMelo was playing, but he's not, so I got that as a W.
That possibly could be a trap game, and I could be very mad if we lose our streak to the Hornets.
I got that as a W, bro. No LaMelo, no chance.
No, we have that. We have that. I'm sorry. I don't mean to blow up my nose into the mic. You know, colds, weather. I don't even want to talk about it.
Playing hurt, bro. That's how I see it.
Played hurt. Okay. So for the Hornets, we have that as a W. We wrote that down as a W. So, okay. The Sacramento Kings, we have
that's
that.
That's going to be a hard one, bro.
We have it as a W.
We do?
Yes.
That one might possibly end the streak, bro. The Kings are pretty good.
We have the streak ending at the Lakers. So we have ourselves beating the Hornets, the Kings, and the Clippers.
I think I might L the Kings. I think I might have us L to the Kings, I mean.
Okay, wait. Let me write this down. Update. Extra.
I mean, if I'm wrong, wonderful. We already know that. I have no problem being wrong about that. But for some reason, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, the buck might stop there.
L for the Kings. Okay. How about the Clippers?
I think we beat them this time around. That's a revenge game. Bless you.
Yo, I don't know what it is with colds, bro, but like when it goes away, it feels like it gets worse. It could just, I don't know. Hopefully it's not coming back or something. That'll suck.
Tell you, man, elderberry syrup.
I don't have that, so.
Yeah. Go to your drugstore. They have it.
You think 10 days got it?
Oh, no, don't get it. If 10 days got it, don't get it from there. Shout out 10 advise days. You not to.
Shout out 10 days. Okay, so the Clippers, you got a W.
Yeah, that's a revenge game, bro. I got us beating them. Especially with Westbrook there. That ups the chances.
Yo, do you see the defense they're playing on them? It's disrespectful as hell. Okay, the Lakers. We have that as an L. I'm not gonna lie, I would agree on that. Anthony Davis has been cooking.
But here's the thing about that, though. Julius Randle has a thing about going up against the Kentucky guys. So he might cook, too. Hell, he might even cook better than Davis.
Not for nothing. I think our whole team might. Because what it's looking like, the Knicks.
I'm switching Knicks, that to a W.
Oh, okay. Personally. Okay, okay. So for me personally, right? You remember how the Knicks used to have that problem where they used to play down to their competition?
Yep.
They now play up to the competition.
About time. That was one of my biggest complaints about them.
So the better the team it's looking like, the harder they're going to play. Because remember the Bucks? We played them twice. And both games went down to the final shot.
That's the truth.
And to bring it down a notch to the number two seed, we own the Celtics. We beat the Sixers. Even though we're back and forth. So right there is the top three teams. We can't beat the Bucks because we're just one puzzle piece away from actually getting it right. The Celtics we own. The Sixers we could beat. The Cavaliers we could wash. So, dude, we're right where we are, bro. Like,
yes, sir. Yes, sir. I agree. I agree 100%. But, yeah, I got that Lakers game as a W, bro. I think Randle cooks against Davis. He shows up against the Kentucky guys.
It's going to be hard, though.
Oh, of course. I didn't say it was going to be easy. I just said he was going to cook.
It's going to be real hard. It's going to be hard. Listen, from this point on, though, like this schedule from here on out, it's going to be tough. It's going to be gut-punching. Like, so we're going to have to strap up. That's why I wanted Brunson to rest, because we're going to need him. We got the Nuggets soon. Like, dude, we got the Blazers.
Nuggets always kick our butt, bro. That's going to be another hard game.
And right, I think right before them, we got the Blazers, or right at, somewhere like that, you know. So it's going to be tough, bro. Listen, New York, best thing I could tell y'all, get ready for war. Enjoy the wins. There's going to be bumps in the road. You know, expect it.
Don't overreact, neither. Don't. Yeah, we celebrating a win streak now. If we lose or lose, if we end up losing two in a row, don't flip, y'all. Don't do that.
But it also depends how we lose. If we get blown out both games, then you know they're gonna hear it from me.
Okay, that's different. Like you get blown out both games, then yeah. But like one you get blown out, and then one you lose by like two. Like don't panic, bro. Like chill out. But I can understand if you get blown out both games. Like yeah, I'd flip with you.
But yeah, Stevie makes a good point though. Listen, we're actually building our lead in the fifth seed, because I think now the Heat are now two games behind us. So they may lose, you know what I mean? So we just gotta win. We just gotta keep focus, and you know, that's it. Keep focus. You know, a loss is at this point a loss is a loss, and a win's a win. At this point, because we know what we bring to the table now. You know, if we lose, it's because we got it brought to us. You know, we lost at our own game, pretty much. You know, whatever you did, you earned it. Because we're gonna make you earn it. We're gonna make you earn that win.
Yeah, it's no more easy wins against the Knicks. It's no more, yeah, the Knicks is in town. Day off. Nah, bro.
No more.
You working for this.
I put, yo, you saw the Freddy Krueger posted that I post on the story?
I didn't, actually. I got to check that out. I love Freddy Krueger.
I know. Damn, bro. Come on.
Yeah, I'm shocked I didn't see that.
You got to see it. It's good. It's good. You're going to laugh at it. But, yo, this concludes this episode of Knicks Anonymous. You know, we had to run it a little. I mean, it's still an hour. We still made an hour. So it wasn't really that short of an episode. Ended right on time. Thank you for everybody for stopping by. Social media links in the description below. I'm dying from this cold. I got to fucking drink a tea or something. Listen, man, I'm Steve. Oh my God. I'm LJ.
Stevie in the building. He's LJ. I'm Stevie.
That's Stevie. Stay tuned on Instagram for any updates regarding that live session that we're going to be doing soon for next week episode. And stay tuned. Guest appearance maybe for somebody. We don't know who yet. We're looking for some guests. We're going to make the show. We're going to spice up the show, man. We're going to get right. So we love you guys. Let's get ready for war. We got the Hornets tomorrow. So
I like LaMelo, bro. I'm a LaMelo fan. It's disappointing that he got hurt.
He's a frail boy. Frail boy.
Sorry, yeah, though. It's unfortunate, man.
Not our problem. Because fortunately, the Knicks are very liable.
And well, yeah, we have Brunson, you know. So I'm good with that.
And no one really gets hurt like that besides Mitchell Robinson. So
stay healthy, Mitch.
Stay healthy, Mitch, indeed. Every time he falls, bro, I get a heart attack. Knicks Anonymous family. We'll see y'all next weekend.
Peace.